Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, freshly off the Saskatchewan tour. We'll chat about that. Upcoming dates, let's get those out of the way right away. July 1st, Calgary, The Danger Room. We are back, the safe space for dangerous ideas. Come celebrate Canada Day with probably the most controversial trio in Canadian comedy right now. I will gladly blanket ourselves as that. You know, there's a few people that are a little intimidated to swim in our waters, and you know what? We like the deep end with no water wings. What could I say? So yes, the Danger Room is back July 1st, Canada Day, with the Danger Cats. What better way to celebrate a crumbling country than three rejects take the stage with other folks that feel the need to express their freedom of speech in a space that isn't governed by woke morons that are going to censor words that you're not allowed to use. No, we don't do that. In fact, we go the complete opposite way. So you could honestly say that we are the most inclusive room when it comes to comedy. Okay, the most inclusive. That's right. You want to come in and say whatever is on your mind, we will gladly accept those viewpoints. But be prepared, because we admire when the audience really expresses their true emotions, because that's the goal here, is to bring us back to that place where we felt comfortable enough with confrontation and not allowing people, not just sitting back and just allowing it to happen. If you don't like what's happening on stage, by all means, express it. So that is right, the Danger Room, July 1st, Calgary, Alberta. We are heading to British Columbia in August. August 18th and 19th in Prince George. August 20th in Smithers, BC. Tickets are all available on dangercatshop.com. But yes, Saskatchewan, what a treat to head out there. You know, I will say that first off, I got to give a shout out to the founder of Diagolon, Jeremy McKenzie, who sent some of his troops from his platoon, I guess, of this fake country that he's invented that is sweeping the nation of Canada, has them completely on their heels. And he's the greatest comedian in Canada, if you ask me. Jeremy McKenzie, he has trolled his way to the top. We'll touch on that a little bit, but I got to give a shout out to him for sending out his Diagolon troops out our way. And now we have collided forces, it seems like. Danger Cats and Diagolon, both beginning with D. Not because we're giving the D to anybody, because we're just a bunch of D's.
D's nuts.
Oh, hey. Yes, but where was I going off that? Anyways, but yes, Saskatroon. You know what? I learned a new slur over the weekend. I did not know troon was a slur for trans people. And thankfully, I have a guy like Sam Walker in my corner to teach me these types of things so I can stay up to date on what to say in moments like that. His vocabulary is very vast when it comes to slurs and derogatory terms that we use to describe people. And it's, I should be more thankful to have somebody like that in my back corner, willing to educate me, as they would say, educate me on what term to use in the right scenario, rather than just using blanket terms, something more unique and very expressive to a certain demographic, certain type of person. So it is a true honor to be in his presence every chance I get. Forte killed all weekend. It is great to be on the road with two other assholes like those fellas that are willing to take the stage and take the risks that, you know, I guess I've been doing online this whole time, but when you get the opportunity to do it with other folks, it's truly beautiful is what I'm getting at. It's an honor, you know, because when you're being an obnoxious asshole by yourself and saying the things that I say online, it can get do I get worried at times? I think I shot myself in the foot 5 years ago by even starting this. There was moments where I would lay at the roof and lay on my bed and stare at the roof and wonder, what did I create? What did I honestly create? Is this good? Is this good for society, or am I just being a nuisance? And I feel like I've done a good job with both. It's great for society to have nuisances. Is that, if that's a word, nuisances? Having a nuisance to deal with, you know, because it's a distraction for the people. It's similar to like what Jeremy McKenzie's going through right now, is they're trying to paint him this evil villain of a human being that sits on a live stream and just, you know, does the same thing that I do, just spews garbage, you know, and it's entertaining and people certainly enjoy it. I guess I had for the first time after shows and whatnot, I had a plethora of people who expressed to me that they enjoy this podcast. So it's good to know that society is not getting smarter. Okay. I'm dumbing them down even more by producing these episodes and putting it out there. So I enjoy the fact that people are not getting smarter and they're willing to allow me to entertain them for the course of an hour of whatever comes in my head and whatever I feel like saying in that moment, whether it's true or not, whether I believe in it or not. I got told things that people were telling me things that I said years ago, maybe even fucking 2 weeks ago, that I forgot about already. And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, you said that in your podcast. And I was like, I said that? Huh. Wow. I should really start remembering the things that I say, because, you know, you get in the heat of the moment and the next thing you know, I'm saying slurs. I'm learning new slurs. I don't know how to apply them. It's getting out of control. Tala bananas, as we'd say. It's getting tala bananas in my world. Hopping in a pickup truck at $2 a fucking liter to go and bring hate speech to all these small towns. And it was greatly appreciated by, Saskatoon, Regina, and Swift Current. I know it was a small little tour, small little swing, but we road dogged our way through it. We had a fabulous time. Fabulous time. Didn't get hammered. Didn't do any blow. So that's good. 3 years still clean. Actually, the 3 year mark just passed. So, that's exactly it. You know, and one guy asked, what made you stop? And I was like, I don't know. The fact that it was a great deal of my life. And I talk about this a lot. I know. I fucking, beep, boop, beep, boop. Old doctor fucking cleaned himself up talking about his little problem, little bump in the road, if you will. But 3 years clean off of that stuff. I still have a drink now every now and then. I had a few beers over the weekend with the fine folks of Saskatchewan, and it was a wonderful time. Wonderful time. Great people out there. Really good people. They're good people. Wonderful people. Some of the best. I walked into Saskatchewan. I said, wow, what a great bunch of people. But yeah, that was the good chunk of the tour. No crazy stories, actually. No crazy. A lot of laughs, though. I will say Sam Walker's knowledge. We got to get him on here and express his views about the moon landing. That's what he has a different thought process when it comes to the moon landing. And I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but I'll allow him to express himself with the moon landing. We'll have to get Forte in here to give us a recap what he thought. That's pretty much it. You know, every town was on board. I thought a lot of my stuff wouldn't fly out there, but they like them dark and dirty out there. Nothing, none of this bubblegum bullshit that everybody else is doing in Canadian comedy, because here's the issue with comedy in Canada is everything is government funded. So when the government funds things, they can restrict what you can get. And some of these venues then rely on the government to make sure that their bills are covered. So what do? They put little fucking bumps in the road. They make the hill a little harder to climb for guys like me because they won't allow those stupid, like, here, I'll tell you. I'll out one of these places. Let me just bring up the place in Swift Current. I will fucking gladly out them. Where is there? I know this makes for bad radio when I'm unprepared, but I don't necessarily have a place. Where is, they had a fucking list of stipulations that you need to have, or you need to abide by, or else your down deposit will be taken from you. So what I'm going to do, the Lyric Rental Swift Current. How do you, there was a list of a fucking horseshit. Basically like that list that I went over last time, no ableism, no this, no that. And then they force you to put down I'll use $800. I don't know what it was. Put down a down deposit, a down payment to rent their venue. Not for damages or nothing like that, because if you say something that could possibly be deemed offensive, they will not only shut your show down, they will also keep your deposit. Yes, they will keep your deposit because they deemed your show isn't suitable enough for their venue because they're getting government funding, right? That goes all the way back up to the censorship of speech that the government wants. Right? So this is one of the venues that gave us flack as the Lyric Theater in Swift Current. Because we, as soon as they brought that list out, it was like, yeah, well, we're within 2 minutes, we're going to get shut down. So we can't do a show there. This is one of the places, and I'll talk shit. Fuck these places. If you allow that, if you are an artist and you allow this type of cuckish behavior by allowing the government to be your daddy, sugar daddy, big Trudy. Yeah, that's right. I hit a punchline there. But if you allow big Trudy to be your sugar daddy, to allow your business to stay open, but he has rules and stipulations that you need to abide by, you're a cuck. You're a government cuck is what you are. Well, we just want to make sure that we have the theater still. Obviously, it's not a viable business if you need government fucking funding to keep the bitch open. You know, guys like us come through and we could put, I don't know, we did a decent amount out there. We could probably do 200 people, hit capacity there possibly with our style of comedy and what people like and in the audience that we play to easily, but because of these dumb rules and stipulations that they put in front of us to go out and perform in these places, it makes it damn near impossible. Canada is turning into just it's a cuckold wasteland. And I don't want to say it's a left or right thing, but let's be honest, this is a little bit left-leaning, and when your government is a liberal government and they're putting these steps in front of you, you can put the blame on them, but has it been around this long? Is it from the Harper administration? I don't know. I don't care. I'm living in the now, and our current government right now is a liberal government, making it more difficult now for us to book shows. I get it. This is also a business. I get that. But if you're going to allow people to rent out your facility, and then maybe I'm digging myself a kind of a dumb hole here, but we are involved in the art. Now, whether you like the art or not, it is what it is. If that's the case, just say it. I don't want that shit in my fucking bar. Fair enough. That's all you had to say. That's all you had to say. Everybody's a cuck and dances around it. Well, these are the rules. If you don't like it, that's fine. You have your opinion is your opinion, and you're allowed to decide what goes on in your establishment. I'm fully aware of that. I am fully understanding of that. It's when somebody else is forcing your hand for you and you don't have a backbone to stand up and say, you know what? I may not like it, but I'll allow it. That's what I enjoy with our room, the danger room. I don't give a fuck what you go up there and do. I don't give a whether I find it or whether I find it funny or not. That is not for me to decide. That's for the audience. And if they don't like it, they're allowed to let you know that they fucking hate it. That's the joy of that room. And if they don't want to listen to that shit, then ain't nobody going to listen to that shit. That's the difference, I guess. That's what annoys me with this woke behavior, because it's a tail that eats its, you know, it's a snake that eats itself. At some point, they're going to have to come for one another, because the moral stances are going to change, and you got to be with the current thing, and something you might did in the past might come up and affect what your future looks like. So it gets old real fucking quick trying to book these venues and shit. Oh, you guys say some disgusting things. Yeah, and who cares? Do you really care? Does it really affect you? Are we really living in an era where words really hurt feelings that bad? Am I doing anything to deliberately piss people off? Yes. Yes, I am. Because I believe, here's what I truly believe when it comes to speech. I think that you should be able to say and express yourself exactly how you feel. Now, I get it. Some people like to toe around and go outside what they actually think just to get a reaction. That's what I'm doing, you know? I say things that could possibly be deemed offensive to some, and some find it funny. That's the joy of stand-up comedy. Either you like it or you don't like it. Either or. My intention of saying those things is for comedic relief. And it's good to know that people were getting laughs and they haven't laughed that hard in a long time. And we're bringing people together. We're bringing people together. That's what I really enjoy. This is a bit of a soft episode, and I'm releasing what's inside of me right now. A big fat fucking load. And speaking of a big fat fucking load being released, obviously, sitting in the truck for quite some time, you scroll through things, you read things to pass the time, you converse with your fellow travel mates. And I came across this little video on TikTok, which, you know, apparently is now the new booming app that we all enjoy. Four potential benefits if you remove porn from your life. Now, yes and no. Okay. Yes and no. Do I think that porn is bad? Not entirely. In fact, I think it's great. I am all for it. I believe that porn is a great outlet to, you know, some of us are never going to live out our fantasies. Our sexual fantasies that we store inside our head are just going to fester, so we can watch it. We can pretend. There's VR porn, so you can pretend that you're in that moment. Oh, well, that's ruining sex with my wife. Sex with your wife was ruined the moment you were married. The moment that she found out that little ring acts as handcuffs on, you know, your freedom as a man. You basically just put your cock in one of them, like, chastity locks, you know? You put your dick in there. Now, all of a sudden, the feeling of escape has been removed. You know, you're legally binded with one another, which makes it more difficult to leave one another, right? So then, what, like, this, the sex, anybody's like, well, we have a sexless marriage. That's your own fucking fault. So what? The guy's jacking off to hot 23-year-olds with giant double Ds. Let him jack off. Hell, you don't want to get on top and barely fucking ride him, you know? You get up there and you just, what we call scooting. We call it scooting up there, you know? Forte can explain that to you when he gets up here, but he's just rocking your hips back and forth. And it gets old. Then it's like, oh, just fuck me in missionary until you come. And that's not very exciting. You know, you got basically a dead body there just waiting for you to finish, and there's no facial expressions, nothing. Meanwhile, you go to the porn industry and you watch a few videos. This girl's screaming at the top. She may hate it, but you don't know that. She may hate what's going on there. She's getting paid probably a decent amount of money to take that dick, but that's her job. That's her job to act like she's having a great time. And we just want to see that. We want to have fun with it, right? You just want to... Hey, maybe mentally you put yourself in that guy's position and you're thinking like, dude, I'm laying it down right now. And what does it affect? Does it really affect the marriage that bad? You don't want to fuck him in that enthusiastic manner. Maybe she doesn't want to fuck you in that enthusiastic manner. Maybe you're not enthusiastic when you fuck. You're just looking to catch a nut and move on, you know? I don't know what a sexless marriage feels like or what it's like to be in one, but I guarantee you I will never be in one. So with that being said, let's listen to the four potential benefits if you remove porn from your life. Where are we at right here? Oh, okay.
Four major benefits that you could notice if you decide to remove porn and masturbation from your life, guys. And don't take my word for it. This isn't just my own personal experience. This is based off of real people, real students of mine who are getting real results.
Students. Hold on. He said students. So I should have probably took a deeper dive into what this guy does for a living. He looks like he's definitely one of those gym bros, you know, probably found the gym early on after a heartbreak, and then females became an issue to him early on in life. It, you know,
they never loved me and I never loved them, bro. Listen, you got to get out there and hustle.
There's so many of these fucking idiots that are popping up now. It's just, it's kind of pathetic. Like when I think of dudes, I like the idea of dudes just having fun out there and they're living life. They fucking roll with the waves. Don't let too much shit bother them. They're not carrying too much baggage behind them. Life's good. I look at guys like this fucking ass clown and the first thing,
listen, I got students. All right, brother. Listen, first thing you got to do, drop everything, okay? And start lifting plates. We lift plates and don't go on dates, brother. Listen, one thing that I love doing is going on Tinder, matching with a girl, setting up a date and not showing up. Because that's my way to sticking it back to what these females did to me when I was 16 years old, pantsing me in front of a whole gym class, brother. Showing off my underdeveloped cock to everybody. When meanwhile, I was just starting to get pubes. And ever since then, I knew that females weren't meant to be trusted. So what did I do? I went to the gym. I found protein powder. I found creatine powder. I'm taking amino acids. Hell, I'll even take a goddamn syringe in my ass before I ever put my dick in somebody else's ass. See, my hole is holy. Their hole is a sewage pipe that I refuse to ever enter. That's all it is, a sewage pipe. Piss leaking out of it, you know? Aborted babies falling through their fallopian tubes. You know what I do? You know what I do? When I think of possibly maybe even looking at a vagina having a good time for a exchange of currency, I immediately head down to my basement. I take one of them rubber elastic bands. I stretch it across. I got two hooks on each side, and then I step in the middle. And then I'll slowly let my toes slide off the side and let that thing snap me upside in the nut sack, okay? So it just hits me square in the sack. So that way, every time I get a thought about possibly pulling out my hammer and giving it a whack, that I'll remind myself that there is always going to be pain when it comes to vagina. Anyways, onward.
Number one, you're going to notice a change in your voice. Your voice is going to sound slightly deeper, and this is going to be because it's more full, it's more vibrational. Could be due to the increase in confidence because you're not spilling your seed all over the place every day.
Nailed it.
Listen, you may be thinking about punching your clown right now, but I'm going to tell you, all right? I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do. Stop jerking off. Your voice is going to deepen because your confidence is going to go up because you're not watching porn, okay? Your confidence is going to go up. Listen, my friend, you fucking jerk off. You're sitting in a, what looks to me, a older Jetta inside of the car. You know what? I will admit some of my best knowledge I've ever spewed is sitting inside of a Jetta. So maybe he's on to something. You know, I told stories inside that little piece of shit car, and I made videos sitting inside of pickup trucks. That's something that us dudes love to do is we'll grab the camera. We head out to the fucking vehicle. We hit record. Because there's just like some sort of comfort, that comfort level of expressing yourself. Listen, I spent all day in my truck. I give knowledge in my truck, and I want to give knowledge in my truck all day long. This asshole sitting in here telling you that your voice is going to deeper. Maybe it's true. Maybe it's not. I don't believe that there's any scientific fact. This is something that I personally went through. You know, that's what he said. Ever since I stopped jerking off to porn, my voice got a little deeper. What an asshole.
Number two, you're going to notice that women are going to be more attracted to you. I don't know the scientific basis behind this.
Is that so? Women are going to be more attracted to you because you stopped watching porn. Very interesting. Are you able to tell if a man, ladies, we should run a poll on that. Are you able to tell if a man watches porn due to his confidence levels or not? You know, obviously this asshole has no scientific evidence whatsoever. He's just sitting in his car all sweaty like he was chasing after women in a park with his little freshly groomed beard and his peanut fucking head. Jesus Christ. Is this what's happening out there? What's happening out there? What's happening, gents? Please, dear God, don't tell me anybody that listens to this fucking podcast subscribes to any of this shit. God, would that be an embarrassing fucking thing to have to admit? You know, it's already embarrassing to admit that you listen to me spewing my garbage, but could you imagine taking this asshole serious? Jesus Christ. Over here, listen, do you think that I got this Dodge, this Dodge Neon sitting around? No. I got clientele that I encourage. I call him up every day. He's doing like, you know how bodybuilders have their coaches do check-ins all the time. This guy calls up, he's FaceTiming his clients, and he's like, let me see your nutsack. Does it look full? I can tell. Listen, if I see that your nuts look even slightly more less swollen due to the fact that you're releasing your seed, he even said that earlier, releasing your seed, I'm going to drop you as a client, and it's going to be embarrassing for you. God almighty, I couldn't imagine fucking paying some dickweed to fucking try and convince me that, listen, you don't want to know what I enjoy watching for some reason? Is goth girls fuck one another. For some reason, it's just satisfying, and my confidence goes, now, not for the reasons that, like, am I attracted to goth girls? No, there's just something about watching them, like, resort to this act of sexual deviancy and putting it on Twitter that satisfies me. It's like a warm up in a way, you know, that my stretching out before I hit the big leagues is watching like minor hockey play. Nothing against minor hockey because I am the MVP of Tabor minor hockey, you know. Hey, everybody's got to be something great in every league, but there's something about watching it. I when I figure it out, I will gladly let you all know, but I enjoy watching the thing is like most of them are like hardcore feminists that I always see. There's like, it's just body positivity, fat slugs trying to uplift one another. And then they're these man-hating, just femi-Nazis. But then they resort to the, the, to to OnlyFans subscribers, which are probably predominantly male, to further their financial situation. So that's like the satisfying part to me, is like they had to dupe to those levels and require men to further them. Now, would I ever pay for any of their OnlyFans? Depending on what fucking who it is. But I'll tell you one thing I'll never fucking pay for is to listen to this asshole tell me that jerking off somehow is going to deepen my voice, even though he's got no scientific evidence. That'd be like me sitting here telling you, listen, your dick will grow bigger if you eat more spinach. What a prick. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. New dates are up. We are in Smithers Beach. First off, we're July 1st at the Danger Room. And then August 19th, Prince George. August 20th, Smithers, BC. Be sure to stay up to date with any comedy events that are happening on DangerCatShop.com. And you can receive all your merch off there as well. We're going to update this website here soon. Hopefully get some new concepts and merch by the end of summer. Let's get through this touring right now. And use the code PODCAST69 for 15% off your order today. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. You get an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, and this episode that you're listening to right now, 48 hours earlier than anybody else that wants to use all those other streaming platforms like a pussy. And there is all of our roast battle footage is up there. All of our old episodes with, Nick McQuick at the moon. There's exclusive content on our Patreon, and anything in the future that we film that is exclusive will be up there as well. Plus an extra episode of this podcast every Thursday at 3 p.m. when this one is released. There is an extra episode waiting for you on the Patreon. So be sure to subscribe, and it's a great way to support the channel and make sure that we can continue doing what we're doing right now and bringing informative speech to the people. This is why I have a difficult time with fucking gents these days, but let's onward.
This, but I do know this. Your confidence is going to be increased. You're going to have better mood, better energy, more focus, which is going to transmute into all areas of your life, and people will notice this, especially women. Number three.
Let's rewind that. Let's go right from the top.
Transmute into all areas of your life. And
oops. Let's go back. Where are we?
Be due to the increasing confidence because you're not spilling your seed all over the place.
You're not just spilling your seed over there, looking like Muhammad Ali trying to fill a bird feeder seed all over the planet. That's somebody's joke. I heard that somewhere. I think it was on a roast. So I don't give it to me that Carlos Menstelia over here with jokes.
It's every day. Number two, you're going to notice that women are going to be more attracted to you. I don't know the scientific basis behind this, but I do know this. Your confidence is going to be increased. You're going to have better mood, better energy, more focus, which is going to transmute into all areas of your life. And people will notice this, especially women. Number three.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, I have no scientific evidence of this whatsoever, but I'll tell you what, you're going to be more confident if you don't jerk off to hot women getting fucked by giant dicks. Why? Why would you be more confident? Because then if it's out of frame, out of mind, or whatever this fucking saying is, out of sight, out of mind, there you go. If you know that tens aren't out there getting dicked down by giant fucking wrenches, then it will be more satisfying to you as an average endowed male, okay? That's what I think he's trying to get to. And I will gladly take over from here if you don't mind, Chris Automatic. That's his name. Chris Automatic. And his last name spelled like O-T-T-O, like the bus driver off The Simpsons. Hey, Otto.
Hey, Lisa, spell AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Nope, forgot the lightning bolt.
Jesus Christ. So this guy may be onto something. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the asshole. Maybe I'm not just seeing past what this fella has already went through. And he said it worked for him. You know, he stopped watching women get five-on-one by just magnificent, massive trouser snakes, right? And knowing that you're running around the world with an average piece could be, it hurts. Trust me. I go through that every day. I look in the mirror. I catch a glimpse of my hammer in the mirror. And I got a, it's more like a Fisher Price hammer, you know, one that you would get in like one of those little workshops that you get with kids. It's not like a roofing hammer, you know, we're not dealing with a sledgehammer. And it's difficult to walk the earth knowing that you are a below average male compared to the rest of the fleet. You know, I would even like to be a mid-pack guy, but I don't think I'm there. And that's a tough thing to walk through life with. Now, maybe this gentleman right here, is the confidence is up because he's not watching porn with big dicks anymore. He's not watching vaginas anymore. In fact, out of sight, out of mind. I'm not even worried about vaginas anymore. Instead, I hop on TikTok now and I give motivational speeches to other morons that think that my voice is going to deepen. If I just don't watch porn, your confidence is going to go through the roof. You're going to have a little bit more of a stride to you. You're going to see value in things you've never seen value in. Like, for instance, one man's trash is another man's garbage. And that's what this advice is. It's trash to the garbage man. And the only one that makes money here is the government.
Because they're the ones that control the whole operation, right? They're the ones out there making sure that everything goes smoothly and have government employees to pick up the trash.
You're going to notice an increase in your testosterone levels, and this could be due to the fact that you're not experiencing the shame and the guilt from watching porn anymore. Therefore, your stress levels, your cortisol will be lower, therefore increasing your testosterone. And
pardon the fuck me. Oops. Pardon the fuck me. I got to plug these back in and make sure I heard what I heard. Okay, let's go back just to
your energy, more focus, which is going to transmute into all areas of your life. And people will notice this, especially women. Number three, you're going to notice an increase in your testosterone levels. And this could be due to the fact that you're not experiencing the shame and the guilt from watching porn anymore. Therefore, your stress levels, your cortisol will be lower, therefore increasing your testosterone. And
now, have I watched things that could possibly left me feeling a little bit shameful? No, because I actually sucked. Like I went out, I ventured into the World Wide Web of porn to see if it actually existed. Was I disgusted with myself that I watched this and came all over my belly and I had to slowly, like I laid there for a second thinking of it until the semen that my own seed laid there on my stomach pooling in my belly button and it got to that liquid form instead of that goopy shit, you know, after a while once the oxygen is settled in and it makes this kind of clear sludge that's moving in with every breath once you take it into your stomach and you exhale and now it's going everywhere and you're worried that it's going to spew over onto your blankets and your bed sheets or wherever you're jerking off, right? If you're laying on your back anyways, I don't know how you do it. And I do it the normal way, I think, by resting a phone on my tits, basically. So that way I can still get the fast forward and I can get to the parts that I want to see, right? You can still hit the 15-second skip. You got your phone locked up like that. And while you're beating your dick like it owes you money, and finally that sludge just fills your belly button and you're laying there in a shameful state knowing that, oh, fuck, I waited too long. Now it's just a clear liquid that could go anywhere at any time, you know? and I got to find a way to get a towel or anything close by that I could put in the dryer or the washing machine instantly, or at least cover up in a laundry basket, right? A t-shirt that you wore yesterday, maybe yesterday's underwear, a sock, it doesn't matter. But you're looking for that. And that shameful experience of not being prepared actually hurts. Not being prepared for your yank that day stings. And the shameful experience of like waddling around while you're trying to, it looks like you're trying to limbo at a Mexican resort under, and you're trying to balance it in the middle of your belly button and making sure it doesn't run down your leg like some fucking whore on 17th Ave after a few too many martinis, and God forbid, you wouldn't want that. That'd be an even more shameful experience. Performing these acts in the limbo, the cum drip limbo that you got to go through at her apartment. Now you got to do it all by yourself. And if you just wouldn't have to go through that, your confidence would be up. How embarrassing, men. How embarrassing. How dare you guys stoop to the levels to allow yourself to fucking diminish any sort of confidence. How are you going to talk to women knowing that you beat off to three women and two of them have strap-ons and the other one's skull-fucking the other, calling her derogatory terms like a cum pig, and the other one's fucking her in the ass with a rubber dildo? How could you ever live with yourself watching these acts? You go into the Pornhub search and you type in dancing bear, and you watch married women suck the cock of a man that has a bear head on him. Oh God, how could you ever live with yourself and have the confidence to look in a woman dead in the eyes, dead in the eyes, and engage in a conversation knowing the filth that your eyes have witnessed? How dare you? How dare you? Now, if you aren't subscribing to Chris Automatic on TikTok and becoming a client to him, so that way your voice can deepen and you can walk the streets with confidence, knowing that you never, ever, ever watched one of Karma RX's brilliant performances with her perfect tits and fat round ass bouncing on top of, you know, the dildo of a other fellow actress that is strapped to her thigh while getting railed from behind by another stud performer actor with a perfect cock that is sliding in inside and out of what I could deem the most beautiful vagina on all of Pornhub. It's just, it kills me inside to know that you demons are out there. You pigs, you cum pigs. Disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I can feel the confidence. I haven't watched porn for over 8 hours. And you hear my voice. It is deep. I'm reading some of the comments off to the side, and it says 2 hours in and my voice is already changing. Did this for a month and now I sound like Batman. It changed my life, especially when I stopped doing it in public. Source, trust me, bro. Cap, I didn't do it for 3 months. Felt the same. Oh. Oh, looks like your study has been blown out of the water. Looks like there's some skewed horseshit in here.
And number four, as I mentioned, increased level of confidence.
He's really banking on this. Every single one of these, we'll go back and we'll listen to it all at one time. Okay. All at one time. And we're going to see how many times he just brings up level of confidence.
Guys, if you want to experience these major benefits, remove porn and masturbation from your life. If you need help with it, don't hesitate to reach out. Drop me a like, give me a comment. Four major benefits that you could notice if you decide to remove porn and masturbation from your life, guys. And don't take my word for it. This isn't just based off of my own personal experience. This is based off of real people, real students of mine who are getting real results. Number one, you're going to notice a change in your voice. Your voice is going to sound slightly deeper, and this is going to be because it's more full, it's more vibrational. Could be due to the increase in confidence because you're not spilling your seed all over the place every day. Number two, you're going to notice that women are going to be more attracted to you. I don't know the scientific basis behind this, but I do know this.
That's the best part.
Confidence is going to be increased. You're going to have better mood, better energy, more focus, which is going to transmute into all areas of your life, and people will notice this, especially women. Number three, you're going to notice an increase in your testosterone levels. And this could be due to the fact that you're not experiencing the shame and the guilt from watching porn anymore. Therefore, your stress levels, your cortisol will be lower, therefore increasing your testosterone. And number four, as I mentioned, increased level of confidence. Guys, if you want to experience these major benefits.
So like the third one was just the opposite. He just like, yeah, you know, all the guilt and the shame, the opposite of confidence. He used that. All four were basically around confidence. It's like this jackass read a Tony Robbins book for the first time ever and then decided that he wants to get into motivational speaking. And the only way he could do that is be like, listen, I spent a lot of time jerking off. And I know that if I go on the internet and I start telling guys not to jerk off to porn, they're going to be like me. And some idiots are out there paying this guy to tell him shit like this. Read a fucking book. He's got no scientific evidence, but let me tell you, brother, I will. It's like when, you remember in the 80s when they were like, just eat your vitamins, and you got Hulk Hogan, just eat your vitamins, and you'll get big and strong like the Hulkster. And then it popped that he's doing steroids, and everybody was like, what the fuck? That's this idiot. This idiot right here is just reading like self-help books and then just spun it in his own way. Listen, you'll get increased confidence if you stop jerking off to porn. Every time you decide to go over to Pornhub.com, Xvideos.com, Dogfart.com, you head on over and he like lists every porn site that he's ever visited. Trannies. TrannyDaddy.com. You head on over to three queers and opencasket.com. I tell you, these little problems that we run into right here, right now, they can be, I'll tell you one thing, my confidence is through the roof. It's higher than a draft's pussy right now, and I tell you one thing right now, every time I think about opening up one of those websites, I keep a taser on me at all times, and I'm about to go over there, and I grab that taser, I just rip it into my neck until I drop to my knees and thank the good Lord above me that I have the strength and resilience not to open up Lana Rhoades' first pornographic film that she ever put on the internet, okay? These are the things that I got to go through on a daily basis, goddammit. You think it's easy sitting in a goddamn Toyota Corolla out in the parking lot of Planet Fitness and doing these videos for you goddamn people? You unappreciative pricks, low confidence having, jacking off bastards. I see you guys all sitting in your Boston pizzas and your Chili's on Friday, moping around, acting like you got it all together. Well, get this. I see right through it. I can tell. I'm looking at you. That's right. You watching this video on YouTube or listening to this in your pickup truck. I'm telling you right now, if you even think about touching your dick, guess what? I'm going to come over there and suck it. And then you got another problem on your hands because now you got to tell everybody you're a homosexual. And I will do that. And if you sign up for my course right now for $1,339 a month, guess what? I will do that. I will do that for you right now. I will come over there. And anytime you think about watching porn, I'm going to threaten about coming over there and letting you fuck me in the ass. And then your father will disown you. Your family will leave you. Because now they've been harboring a homosexual this whole time. And your confidence will actually go up. And that's a difficult thing to wrap your mind around, knowing that your family could possibly abandon you at any time. It really keeps you straight and on the narrow. I'm sorry for putting everybody through that, but I just really found that video entertaining because it was just some jackass sitting in his car talking about your confidence will go up, your confidence will go up. It's one of those things that you just... is this what the youth is like grabbing onto nowadays? Are you guys that easily convinced of like the dumbest shit ever? Now I make the argument too when I was younger. Look, we had to go through the things that you never understood, jerking off to the Sears catalog. Listen, that was That was the fun part, okay? That was the fun part. There was so much mystery in the air. You never knew. I never seen a pussy in real life until I was like 16 years old, and it was great. It was the best thing I ever witnessed. Now, if I could have seen one at 14, I would have been the happiest man on the fucking planet, of course. Happiest young man. My nuts haven't even dropped, and that's the issue, you know? You start, you get curious, and now you can see more with less effort, right? You could see more with less effort. Because before it was like, my older brother has some swanks underneath the fucking bathroom that's in the basement where he stays. And you'd sneak down there, you'd take a look, and they were graphic. They were graphic. And you loved every single ounce of it. You know, I'm pretty sure I'll go sift around in my mom's basement, but I'm pretty sure I hit a porno in like the ceiling roofs with the tiles in it. There's one in there somewhere. I am almost certain. And I'll see if I can find the cocksucker next time I go to her house. I'll go poke around and see what's up there. There's probably a bag of weed up there too. I'm almost certain of it. Highly confident. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, the youth. You know, listening to dumb shit like this, your confidence is going to go higher because, you know, you don't watch porn. And I have no scientific evidence, but my God, if I could only conduct a study. But I have clients that are paying me, telling me it's working for them. But yeah, I'd hope. I'd fucking hope. What a way to make money. Good for him, I guess. Duping people. It's no different than me duping you to come to our comedy shows. Hey, come out and watch me do stand-up comedy. We got a wonderful fan question today, ladies and gentlemen. This one's going to be a lot of fun. We had somebody write in. Let me just bring this up. There we go. Fan questions. If you got a fan question, please email me at unclehack69@dangercats.tv with your fan question. Just put the subject line fan question or DM me on Instagram, unclehack69. I'm shadow banned right now, so you have to type in the whole thing. UNCLEHACK69 on Instagram. Just DM me. I keep everything anonymous. I'm not going to put out your handle or whatever you email me from. As you can see, nothing is being shown here. Oops. Okay, never mind. Here we go. Our fan question. Hey, Uncle, got a fan question for you. But first, just got to say restock on merch because I almost have everything. Anyways, here it is. Okay, we're working on that. You could have left that out, asshole. So I matched with this Tinderella a few weeks ago. We were talking for a bit. She's not a 10, but she's a solid 6 or a soft 7. All right. Yesterday, she invites me over to come over and lay pipe. And I'm a gentleman, so I obviously say yes. There was an invitation. Consent was granted. Anyways, so we get to fucking. And like 2 minutes in, I'm thinking to myself, wow, this girl is insanely wet. But I look down and I see the heaviest period I think I've ever seen. Keep in mind, she never told me that she was on her period or that she was expecting it. But I would think that most girls, if not all girls, know when their period is coming. And I think it would be common courtesy to let me know that it might come. But as the gentleman I am, I look up and I keep pounding away, pretend to nut and clean up. The kicker is that she asked me afterwards if I want to do this again tomorrow, and I don't know what to say. Should I part the Red Sea like Moses or tell this chick to kick rocks? Thanks again, and I'd prefer to stay anonymous. There you go. Kept him anonymous. All right. Okay, the funny thing is you cleaned up, and obviously if there's a heavy period, first off, did she lay down a towel? That should have been your first clue right away. If she laid down a towel, you would then know, we're gearing up for war. We're going out to the Red Sea, and we're battling in ships tonight. But the audacity of her, great sting on her behalf, you know, okay. Because I believe that women are more horny once they get their periods. So maybe she was just, you know, it was kicking in And then you were the one to cause the floodgates to open. Because I have seen that before, that, you know, I'm expecting my period. And then you go in there and you unclog the pipes. And next thing you know, you're in a war, daddy. I have experienced that personally. I remember one time that it's a similar situation, but it was an old fuck buddy of mine. And we hooked up. And next thing you know, here we are. It's like, hey, you're bleeding. Oh, like, you cut me? No. You're bleeding. Oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah. We get to, you know, that part of, like, being apologetic to one another. And it's, hey, no problem. Doesn't bother me none. But the fake nut was almost your way of, like, getting back in a way. You're like, yeah, clearly you're not into it if you're, like, fake nutting to get out of it. But I guess if you aren't prepared for what you're walking into, and then it's just like it's there in front of you and you're like, holy shit, we're really going for it, aren't we? And now you're forced to deal with this in the moment. I guess it is what it is. And the audacity of her to ask, want to do this again tomorrow, and I don't know what to say. Should I part the Red Sea? Well, now that you're going into it prepared and you know what you're getting yourself into, and be like, yeah, you know what? And bring it up. Why are guys so awkward these days? Bring it up. Be like, well, why didn't you think to tell me about the period? You know, you got to, this is what I'm talking about earlier, where nobody, with the danger room, and we want people to express themselves. I wish that you would have said something in the moment. You would have saved yourself having to type this shit all out and ask me, this idiot sitting behind a fucking desk and trying to decipher the situation through about, I'd say 20 sentences that don't have any paragraph spacing. Horrible grammar, and that you're relying on the resolution coming from the mouth of a moron, an idiot, a complete asshole. Personally, I think that's great on her behalf. She got what she wanted. She wanted you to come over and fuck her. Regardless of whether she had her period or not, she didn't mention it. The period wasn't mentioned at all at any point. Like, she didn't say nothing. That there, all that blood. So I'd imagine that there was blood all over you. Did you shower? Did she allow you to shower at her place? But as the gentleman, I look up and keep pounding away and pretend to not and clean up. The kicker is that she asked me afterwards, honestly, if you're comfortable going back into that situation, knowing that you could possibly be going into a bloody pussy again, and you're okay with it. I don't know too many guys. Like, see, there's a few of my friends that are like, oh, that's disgusting. I'd never do that. But in a pinch, when have you not, you know? I think you're lying to yourself if you're saying that that you don't want to do it. I don't understand the big deal about that. Maybe I'm not exactly the perfect person to be using as an example for this because, first off, I'm a pervert. Secondly, I enjoy these types of scenarios because it just, like, I don't know, gives me something to think about later on where I'm at in life, you know, similar to the guy trying to convince me that jerking off is ruining my confidence. You know, I watch an abundance of porn. And maybe that's why when I take the stage, sometimes I'm not as confident as I could be because, you know, 4 hours later, I was doing my pregame ritual of emptying my nuts so that way I can go in there with a clear thought process in case that there's, a couple out on the date and she decides to dress up a little bit and has a little bit of titty meat hanging out of a deep V-neck. And that's very distracting when you're revving at $6,000. That's going to put you to $9,000. And now all you're focused on is like, is an areola going to pop out? You know, I'm really banking on her titties. Just whoop. You think about these things inside your head. And meanwhile, I'm supposed to be performing my jokes for a crowd of people and making sure that they have a good time. And me, I'm more focused on those giant hammers and whether or not they're going to pop out. So, you know, like my opinions are very skewed at times. And in a situation like this, if I got asked to come back the next day and be like, yeah, like next time, let's lay down a towel. Give me a little course report before we head out and play the fucking front nine. Why don't you, you know? Is the par 3 flooded? Are we hitting from the reds today? Because the men's tee boxes, and that works out perfect, hitting from the reds. Because am I playing the short game? Are we going to be playing in the rain, a.k.a. the shower? That's all you got to tell me. Just let me know what I'm walking into. What's the course conditions? And I believe that that's a great way to approach this, you know? And I get it. Maybe it's a little embarrassing on her behalf to be like try and convince you to come over and fuck her while she's on her period. Totally understandable. You haven't met. It sounds like you were talking for a bit. She's not a 10. She's a solid 6 or a 7. So she's a pig. She's just a cum pig looking for a pipe. And you were there in a pinch. But if you didn't look down, honestly, if you didn't look down 2 minutes in, I'm thinking to myself, wow, she's insanely wet. But I look down and I see the heaviest period I think I've ever seen. Well, there's your first mistake. You shouldn't have looked down. You should have just kept going away at it. That's hilarious. Maybe that's her way of sticking it to the patriarchy, is allowing, horny young men to come over and fuck her while she's on her period. Then maybe this is a kink for her that she can see, because, you know, like you get the sweat and the pussy juice on you and you can't quite see it. It dries up. Yeah. This to her is like a way of marking her territory, similar to a dog pissing on like a stop sign in a way. So this is her marking her territory on taking down the patriarchy by letting you come over and think that you are a superior being because of you having a penis. So this is her getting back at men. Wow. Very interesting. I think that most girls, if not all girls, know when their period is coming. And I think it would be common courtesy. I love how polite he is in this. I thought it would be just common courtesy just to let me know. So you were either or you were willing to get in there. I thought it just a little common courtesy is all I'm asking. A little common courtesy. To let me know that it might come. It might be there. It might be there. So he fakes a nut. What did you do? I wonder how he faked a nut. That's a... Clearly he had a condom on. He's fucking with condoms. What a loser. You're fucking with condoms on. Jesus Christ. So how did you, like, wet? Jesus. There's way too much going on here. I pretend to nut. Yeah, you clearly had a condom on. You can't do that. Who's fucking with condoms anyways? Here's what I think. All right, let's give the breakdown on what I think you should do. I think you go back. I do. I think you go back and you go in there with the warrior mentality, okay? I think you go in there like Braveheart. And you look to tear down the walls inside, you know? You really focus on getting in there and getting the job done. And I believe that you are the man to do it. I have confidence in you, unlike the guy before. You know what? Watch a few pornos get active. Go opposite of the advice that you were given earlier and see if it works for you. And if it does work for you, subscribe to my Patreon and I will give male advice on how you can be a more confident man by watching more porn. Maybe that's what the Patreon episode will be. This, how you can be more confident watching more porn and being a sexual deviant. That's how we're going to get the confidence up. I'm here for the boys. I fucking do this show for the lads. Actually, I talked to a guy in Swift Current and he was talking about, he's like, you know how you're always joking about, making guys listen to this podcast while they're old ladies in the vehicle. He goes, well, I've made her listen to a few episodes and she's disgusted. And I'm like, well done. Well done. I know there's a few women out there that enjoy this podcast. And granted, so, hey, welcome to the club. We are not pushing you out the door. In fact, we welcome you because you're a lady that gets it, okay? But so I just find it hilarious that some dudes out there are holding their girlfriends, fiancés, or wives hostage in a vehicle for them to listen to this garbage that I put out there. Well done. Great sting. Great sting. I enjoy that. You assholes are out there being a bigger prick than you need to be for the sake of, keeping dude culture alive, establishing dominance by allowing me to take over the airwaves and let them figure out how your mind works in the present. And like this man right here, you go back in there like the goddamn soldier that you are. You get in the trenches, you know? No wars have ever been fought without becoming bloody, okay? And this right here, you got put to the test. This is your Vietnam. This is your World War II, your Afghanistan. You got thrown in the front lines. You went in there. You got half a mission done. You didn't catch your nut, but you got in there. You didn't complain. You took orders, and you got somewhat of a job done there. And I can respect that. I can respect that out of a young man, you know? And I wish you the best in the future. I wish you the best. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. We'll see you next week, next Thursday at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.